Listening Practice 1. Christine Martin is hosting a radio show called High Tea with Christine. Listen to the program and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Hi there, how are you doing? It's Christine Martin here again, and with me on High Tea with Christine this morning are two guests, Roger Chan and Dr. Ivan Lau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christine. Glad to be here.
Roger Chan is a member of the Legislative Council of Hong Kong. Dr. Lau is a lecturer at the Hong Kong Polytechnic University. And what is it that you teach, Dr. Lau?
I teach social work.
Oh yes, social work. I've written it down somewhere. Now, let's start with you, Roger. You have been appointed the chairperson of a special committee that has been set up recently. Would you like to tell us about that?
Certainly. Well, as you say, it's a special committee and it is set up to study the housing problem in Hong Kong.
When you say housing problem, what exactly do you mean?
Well, the housing problem in Hong Kong is in fact quite complicated, but our general understanding is that we've got a serious shortage of affordable housing in Hong Kong. That's a big problem.
Yep, we have a shortage of affordable housing in Hong Kong.
Our property prices are too high.
Yes, property prices are way too high.
It's a sorry state of affairs, as Hong Kong prides herself as being Asia's world city, and yet many of our residents cannot afford to live in decent accommodation.
Yes, housing is a big problem here.
And don't get me started on all of those cage homes and coffin homes.
Compared to other countries, Hong Kong's housing situation is insane.
And the quality of living is depressing. Hence, a special committee has been set up to study the housing problem in Hong Kong and hopefully to find practical solutions to it.
Recently, you and the other committee members made a visit to Singapore. Can you tell us something about that trip?
Yes. Five of us visited Singapore 2 weeks ago. We were given tours of several public housing estates there. In Singapore, more than 80% of citizens live in flats built by the Housing and Development Board. These flats are called the HDB flats. The HDB flats in Singapore are safe, affordable, and squeaky clean. More than 90% of Singaporeans who live in public housing own the flat they live in. There is a lot we can learn from the Singaporeans.
What exactly can we learn from them?
First, almost all the HDB flats are owner-occupied, although the flats are built by the government. When you own the flat, you take good care of it, right? So first, I think we should increase occupier ownership of government flats in Hong Kong. This can be done by arranging low-interest loans for the residents so that they can buy their flats. Second, there should be a price ceiling on government flats, since those flats are built to serve the people, not the market.
So, increase occupier ownership of government flats and impose a price ceiling or price control on government flats.
That's right.
Now, Dr. Lau, why is it important for us to solve the housing problem in Hong Kong? What will happen if we let housing prices continue to increase?
Well, before I answer your question, I must stress that the housing problem in Hong Kong is difficult to solve. We need to understand the challenges faced by the government, like land shortage, land use, and high land prices. Having said that, I do understand that it's a big problem here. a problem that needs to be tackled immediately. The fact is, if we allow property prices to keep going up, you will see more instability in Hong Kong society.
Right, we're going to take a short music break and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. That is the end of listening practice one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.